KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man has been shot and killed outside a popular fast food outlet in Montclair, south of Durban. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jamieson says emergency services found his car in the parking lot, riddled with bullets.
Paramedics assessed the man, believed to be in his 40s, who had sustained multiple gunshot wounds to his body. The man had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the shooting is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Staying in the south, Etegwini has confirmed there's been another deadly explosion in Clarewood linked to electrical cable theft. The city says a man died this morning after an exposed medium voltage cable exploded at a municipal work site along South Coast Road where water pipes were being repaired. It's suspected the individual may have tried to steal or tamper with the cable, triggering the blast and cutting power to parts of the area. A similar explosion was reported in Isipingo 2 days ago. Two people, believed to have also been tampering with the substation, were killed. FlySafair is bracing for a possible strike by its pilots next week. Wage talks with the trade union Solidarity have deadlocked. The airline says some flights could be affected between Tuesday and Monday, the 28th of July. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Almost two-thirds of FlySafair's pilots are union members, and many are preparing to down tools after rejecting the airline's latest offer of a 5.7 pay increase. Solidarity says pilots are exhausted, ignored and fed up. It says working conditions had deteriorated, trust has collapsed, and many pilots are questioning the future at the airline. Union representatives and the airline's management are currently meeting to finalise strike rules. The CCMA is overseeing the process. FlySafair says affected passengers will be contacted and can move their bookings at no extra cost using its website. The airline has apologised for the inconvenience and says it's working to maintain safe and reliable service during this time. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The UK is to lower the voting age in general elections. It was one of the Labour Party's campaign promises. 16 and 17-year-olds will now get the right to vote. Harry Coulter Pinner from a British think tank has told Sky News he thinks it'll boost turnout.
16 and 17-year-olds, they can serve in the military, they can get a job and then pay their taxes. I think if we can allow people to vote early, whilst they're still hopefully in school, where we have civic and political education, what it will do is create a norm.
Durban 20 tomorrow, Peter Barrett-Spoke 16, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Big call from Joe Schmidt as he named Tom Liner at fly half for the Wallabies against the Lions this weekend. The junior box are unchanged for their under 20 World Championship final against New Zealand on Saturday. And Lee Westwood has rolled back the years to shoot 2 under par in round 1 of the Open.